How are we?
Tired.
Join the club.
Right.
So this is our second attempt at recording this, technically.
Yeah, you can
Because when
that.
We attempted to record it yesterday, it didn't happen. So, we're back. How was your Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah?
Christmas was good, New Year's was... I was at work, so yeah, it was all good.
Did you get anything nice for Christmas?
No.
Oh, well, fuck you too.
Yes, I had some nice stuff.
Yeah, good. Yeah. As did I.
Good. Right, we're going to do the usual format, but first, obviously, we can't not talk about the biggest news in gaming for a few months.
Yeah.
Microsoft have basically just bought out more of the market.
Yeah.
They're paying ridiculous money for it because Activision themselves were only worth $50 billion, but they've paid $20 billion
more
to get hold of everything.
Well, let's be honest, $20 billion more for World of Warcraft.
Basically, yeah. that was basically Blizzard's biggest title.
Yeah, of course it was. Yes, Blizzard have made other things that are good, whatever.
But... yeah. Now, we were talking about this briefly yesterday because we nearly started arguing, and we thought, well, that's better on mic than in the car. So I'm under the impression now that Microsoft will possibly do the dirty and make things like Call of Duty Microsoft exclusive. Now, I'm saying Microsoft exclusive rather than console exclusive because they'll do it so it's on Xbox and the PC, like they're doing with everything Xbox now.
Okay.
Whereas you don't think they will.
I don't think
they will. Now, I, hand on heart, hope they don't.
Yeah.
Because it will remove a massive amount of players
from
the market.
And that's what I think. I think that Microsoft are gonna... Because they don't have that many exclusives to Microsoft. A lot of Microsoft stuff ends up on... Let me rephrase that. More Microsoft stuff ends up on Sony than Sony stuff ends up in Microsoft.
Well, what was the last actual Microsoft exclusive other than Gears of War?
The last what? In terms of... Can we go with any release? Because I can think of one.
Yeah, any release since the Gears of War series that haven't been console exclusive to Microsoft consoles or PC.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
So two.
And Ori and the... the Ori games.
The Ori... So, yeah, but two series of
did
games.
Did Hellblade come out on Sony?
I think so. I think
Hellblade I'll have a quick look. I'll have a...
But, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, personally, I think... Like I say, I think Microsoft might do the dirty, even if it's only for one release.
Hmm.
Just to sort of throw that weight around.
Okay, I do apologise. It did come out on the PS4. I didn't remember. And the one thing I will say is, we're not including things ending up on the Switch, because the Switch, to both of us, is kind of like the little brother. Eventually, he'll get the hand-me-downs from both Sony and Xbox.
Yeah, but the Switch is the family console.
Yeah.
Whereas PlayStation, Xbox and PCs are gamers' consoles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hope Microsoft don't be arseholes about it.
I think
But at the same time, look at what's going to end up happening. Everything that they own now, they've got Bethesda under the belt, you can get EA Games through Games Pass, you can... Now you'll get all the Activision titles and stuff through Games Pass. Let's look at it from... Right, so they're not going to make it exclusive to console, but... Just on a financial standpoint, which is going to be the better console to buy? And it's going to have to be the Xbox.
Completely.
Now, for me, I've always preferred the exclusives that have been on PlayStation because they do get better exclusives. Plus, I'm a PC gamer, so I can always get them anyway.
Yeah.
So, is it going to end up being this thing where people are going to end up having to buy both consoles because of the fact that it's cheaper to have a multitude of games through the Games Pass on Xbox, but the exclusives are better on PlayStation? Or are people going to forego buying the Xbox entirely and buy themselves a gaming PC?
I think that's what it'll
Which will then, in turn, kill, potentially kill the Xbox off.
Yeah. So here's my... I honestly don't think they're going to do I think if nothing else, they're not going to keep the exclusives.
No.
So I think we might see an increase in Xbox coming out May 1st, 2022.
Mm.
PlayStation version comes out November 1st.
Yeah.
I think we could see more of that.
So having a small exclusivity.
A year, period. 6 months, whatever.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think we will. I think they're, again, Microsoft are more willing with stuff they made to go, here, let's put it on the PlayStation. And they've said multiple times, we want to have a Microsoft-Apple relationship with Sony. So you got, where they were never really competitors, they had their own sections of the market and they worked together a lot.
Mm.
I think that's going to be what they want.
I mean, are we getting to the stage now where realistically Sony and Microsoft need to just get on with making the Play Box or the X Station? Well, not
yeah.
No, let's not have an X Station.
Isn't that a dirty channel?
I'm sure it probably is. But
I know what you mean.
The Play Box, yeah. Or something. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's ever going to happen. What I think we need to. Because it used to be that the Xbox's thing was the Xbox was an entertainment system.
Yeah.
And
PlayStation
was a games console.
Well,
no, just hear me out.
They had to play catch up, though, didn't they? Let
me finish. Xbox was an entertainment system, and PlayStation was a games console.
Hmm.
I think now they're both entertainment systems.
Yeah.
And I think we're at the stage 100% where there need to be one type, that there'll be one type of exclusive PC.
Mm.
And the only reason I say that is because PC is going to be, is your home of independent developers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have it on everything.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be PC only or everything. I think this period of we're doing it exclusive needs to fuck off from both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, I mean, Sony definitely made a big step when they released Kingdom Hearts 3 on the Xbox. That was like, a game you've had for the past 20-something years on a rival console?
Yeah, but they've got their exclusives tend to be made by their own,
yeah,
by their own developers. Because we were talking last night about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because the older Spider-Man games were Activision.
They were, yeah.
And the newer ones are now...
Which, in just one thing I will say, in terms of that, I hope that means that we might get some of the old Activision games for Spider-Man on the Xbox Store.
And PC.
Just on the Microsoft Store,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah. Although, I do believe we might not, because the reason Activision stopped making them was the same reason the Fox TV show in the 90s stopped.
Mm.
Sony got the rights and they went, nah. But I don't know.
I suppose it would depend on what the copyrights are on the games.
And whether
as well.
They can make a deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what I hope from Sony's side is that this God of War that's just been released on PC is the start of them going, can we stop making permanent exclusives?
Mm.
Even if you have to wait a year for it to go on PC and Xbox.
Well, I mean, it's not just God of War, because Horizon Forbidden Dawn, that was a PlayStation exclusive, weren't it? It was never on the PC, and now it's on PC.
But didn't all the Horizon games make their way to PC later anyway? Hasn't that?
Well, there's only two.
Yeah.
One of them's not released yet.
Well, I think that might have been their plan from the start. I think this God of War was them dipping their toe in the... But I think...
I think the other reason why they don't necessarily like putting games on PC is because they know that majority of PCs are going to be able to play the games better than the consoles. I mean, we see it now already where they're releasing games on console. You're limited to... I mean, I know that the new consoles do have higher frame rates.
Yeah.
But you are limited to 60 frames a second.
Yeah.
But then they put the same game on PC. And PC would then go, fuck you, 60 frames a second, you dickhead. 280.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't think that's as much of the reason as it is a piracy issue. it's much easier to pirate a game for a PC.
Well, yeah, this we know, because Steam hasn't even been able to stop it from happening.
Steam, Epic, GOG, none of them. Yeah. So,
well, GOG are the worst, because they are DRM removed, which means that someone will just download it once, and it basically goes back to the old days where you'd have the fucking burning software and a CD, and you'd fucking burn games out left, right and centre. Just transfer games files over.
I think that's the reason some people, like the consoles, stay away from PC at points, because it is a lot harder to lock down. I firmly believe, though, we're going to still see the nice share of the market, bloody, bloody blue. One thing I'm excited that Microsoft has said, though, is they're going to stop this yearly release of the same shitty games.
Yeah, which needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm relatively new to the Call of Duty world. I'm not going to lie. I played some of the old games when I was a kid.
Call of Duty.
But I never got into them heavily. And obviously, recently, I've gotten into Warzone because it is a good battle royale. Not so much at the minute because of all the cheating that's going on. But it's a nice, fast-paced battle royale game. I have purchased my first Call of Duty game in terms of Vanguard. But I get what a lot of people are saying. Yes, fair enough. Vanguard is a new, in quotes, game. But it ain't, because it's built on the same engine as Modern Warfare.
Now, I'm not asking
which is 2019.
I'm not asking them to redesign the wheel every time they release these games. What I'm saying is, stop releasing the same fucking game every year.
Exactly. And spend some proper time in making sure you're releasing
the game.
I have no
problem them using an engine from 2010 if it's good enough.
Yeah. But they need to stop rushing these games and releasing them with more bugs than what the game's worth. Like, Vanguard has only been out a few months. Not even a few months, a couple of months. And in that couple of months, there has been bug after bug. To the point, console players, bless them, they've not even been able to get into games. Because literally, as soon as they click to get into a game, it's kicking them out the server. And it's little things like this. And it's just like, spend some actual fucking time. Yeah. I mean, one thing I do hope, and I really do hope, is Microsoft walk into Activision, go straight to the Call of Duty servers and go, all of this, gone. And we're bringing in some proper fucking servers that can handle the game load. Because I think one issue is crossplay. Okay? And the reason that crossplay is an issue is because instead of just having a dedicated server rack for PlayStation, and a dedicated server rack for Xbox, and a dedicated server rack for PC, you now have two dedicated server racks trying to handle three times the amount of players. And this is where the issues are coming. Now
they've skimped on physical server costs, which
because
and that's the same amount of them.
We know it's server. I know for a fact it's server-based issues because there is no way I should be experiencing lag and latency times that I experience in Warzone if the servers could handle the server load. And I can play at 3 o'clock in the morning on UK servers and have next to no issues.
Well, the thing is, you know shit like this is servers when you can load up a game like fucking Minecraft, go on a public server, and have no issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think Microsoft needs... I mean, Microsoft have said they're forcing longer development times, stopping with the yearly same bullshit, which is good. Microsoft, I'll be fair to them, when they release an exclusive... there might be a bug here or there. It's
but they spent time
and
perfect.
They let them go polish up, it, So
that's our little chat regarding Activision, Microsoft Activision.
Yeah.
Now, so we'll move into some games that are coming out. Life is Strange is getting a remastered collection. It's coming out on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which is strange, because if you're going to be fucking remastering it, surely it should be coming out on the next-gen consoles. PC, Switch will be getting it at some point, it's been delayed, and Google Stadia, because, you know, why not? For me, the biggest game of the month is Dying Light 2, Stay Human. For me, it's been a long-awaited sequel, because it was supposed to come out last year, and didn't because of COVID. I hope that it is better than the first one. The first one was great, personally. I really enjoyed the open world, crafty based zombie game.
I have no opinion, which is why I'm not saying.
DLC.
I've not played Dying Light. I don't know much about it. Hence why I'm just letting you go.
Dying Light. When Dying Light first came out, it was a good game. When the following DLC pack came out, it became a great game. And now I really hope that Dying Light 2 is following on from Dying Light the following, rather than just releasing a half-finished product. I am looking forward to it. It's slated for February 4th, so it should be out literally in days. But a lot can happen between now and a week's time when it's out. And hopefully it doesn't get delayed again, because I will freak. Moving on, PC have got a MMORPG exclusive coming out, Lost Ark. Not really heard much about it, but it is a PC exclusive, which is something you don't tend to see a lot of nowadays.
Not in terms of larger releases anyway.
No. But with it being an MMORPG, there'll be a reason it's PC based, and it's probably more than likely because it won't have much or if any controller support.
Well, I'm thinking more if it's a proper MMORPG, there's not enough buttons on a controller.
No, which is why you end up with wheels and stuff on.
Yeah, and yeah. Fucking, yeah. Nothing I care about.
The Ezio collection of Assassin's Creed, so that'd be Assassin's Creed 2 through to Assassin's Creed Revelations. That whole little saga within the saga is coming out on the Switch. Horizon Forbidden West, which we mentioned, is coming out on the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 later on this month.
I still find it funny how all these game developers were told, build it for the PS5, build it for the PS5. Then Sony saw the issue with the sales and scalpers and shit and went, no, make it for the 4 as well!
Yeah, downgrade it.
Yeah. Get it on the PS4, we don't care how. Get it on there.
Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, which is another expansion for Destiny 2, one of the worst online MMO shooters that you can get, is getting another expansion. And the reason I'm saying it's one of the worst is because of the way that it has been released. Destiny was supposed to be a 10-year game, okay? Which meant constant DLC, free DLC packs coming out.
I don't think they ever said free, in fairness.
No, they did. They said that it was going to be buy it, and even if some of the DLCs, the bigger DLCs, were bought by, a lot of the smaller DLC packs were supposed to be free.
I mean, I can't remember because it's been half.
But it was supposed to be a 10-year game plan. Then they went, yeah, it's not working, scrap that. Now you can have Destiny 2. And Destiny 2, once again, is supposed to be a long haul DLC-ridden game. But they just cannot get the formula right. The games have got next to no content. You get bored as fuck really quickly on it, I find.
I know basically what people says is the later you buy it, the more enjoyment.
Yeah, because the more you get out of the game. Yeah. What's the point of buying Destiny 2 when it first comes out? I did, and it's shit. It might be a little bit better now with all these DLCs, but does that mean I'm now going to go back to it? No, because they screwed up when they fucking released it. But yeah, if you are into Destiny 2, get a life, but you've got a new DLC coming out, so you ain't getting that life anytime soon.
He really doesn't like Destiny. Elden Ring is coming out. That's the game everyone wants.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it.
Because it's like, it's the answer to the Elder Scrolls.
Supposed to be. Yeah. Which we all know that when Bethesda actually get round to releasing.
Well, they might now. They've got some new people in charge. They might actually.
When they actually ever get round to releasing Elder Scrolls 6, no matter what the actual game will be called, hopefully.
You mean that we're not going to get, you know, Skyrim released on
if Microsoft allow Bethesda Studios to re-release Skyrim again, Microsoft just need to shut down.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because I'm sick of seeing, oh look, a brand new release of Skyrim. Yeah, it's the same fucking story and everything from the first time you released it. Yes, you might be releasing it now with some better graphics patches. But guess what? I could just use the original version of the game, go to Nexus Mods, download all the fucking high-res texture packs and everything that the community have created for the game and make the game a bajillion times better, and I won't need to rebuy it.
Yeah. Do you think this means then that now Microsoft turned them, I'm not going to be able to play Skyrim on my shoe?
I would hope that's not going to happen. Yeah. And that's about it, really. You've got Grid Legends if you're into the Grid racing games. Grid was actually one of my more preferred racing games because I like the way the controls worked. But yeah, that's it, really. There are other games coming out as usual, but nothing really piques our interest. There is this Martha is Dead.
I've seen that and it looks kind of
it's a first person psychological thriller set in 1944 in Italy. I don't know much about it, but if you're one of these people that like these horror genre
games, like a good horror game, but
the problem is for me is most of these horror survival type games is the same game that was released 10 years ago, just with better graphics and
they're all amnesia now. I agree.
And that's your gaming, people. Yeah.
So we've just had a chat about this, so hopefully it won't be too long, but we've now both seen the new Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid spoilers, fuck off for 10 minutes. No, we're going to try and keep it shorter.
Well, we can do it spoiler-free. Is the film great?
8.5 out of 10 for me.
I would say it's probably a 9.5 out of 10 for me. One of the stronger releases of the MCU. One of the strongest Spider-Man films to be released in the last 10
years. The strongest Spider-Man film.
I still would say Sam Raimi's first Spider-Man film is potentially better.
I disagree, but I'm not a fan of What's-Her-Face, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. But no, great film.
She was a good MJ.
Yeah.
She looked right. I just don't like Kirsten. Like, Kirsten Dunst as a human could... No, go away. I don't like
I think they've opened up a massive amount of possibilities.
Yes.
For the MCU and for any upcoming Spider-Verse films.
Yeah.
Mainly Amazing Spider-Man 3, potentially... Because there is a shit ton of rumours about it.
There's a rumour about an Amazing Spider-Man 3, a Spider-Man 4, and a Tom Holland Spider-Man 4.
And there is also potential of rumours also going around at the moment of a feature-length all three Spider-Man film where all three of them are in it from the word get-go.
Yeah.
How they'll do that, we don't know, but...
Whatever. I personally hope a lot of things get solved before the next Spider-Man film. Otherwise, I think it could be a bit of a slog.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen. Good Easter eggs. Yeah. Although, did you go online and find out what the Stan Lee Easter egg was?
No.
Do you know what it was?
No.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
So, you know, since he died, they've stopped putting him in cameos and putting Easter eggs relating to him. You know the bit on the bridge where Doc Ock appears?
Yeah.
You know the taxi he gets out of?
It's the number plate on the taxi.
Is his date of birth.
Yeah.
And I was just there like, who the fuck?
they do it quite a lot. Because on that same bridge scene, if you look at a lot of the number plates, they're actual... issue releases of Spider-Man.
Yes, they are.
Certain ones that potentially tie into it.
Yeah. They answered the why the villains are there, how they're there.
How they got there, why some of them are not acting the same as they were the last time we saw them, even though we already know most of those villains were already dead by this point. But no, I think they did the film really well.
Yeah.
I think they've made a few mistakes.
Yeah. I think the biggest mistake is a reset.
Yeah. But I think it needed to happen, but we'll...
We can agree to disagree on that. I never like a reset because whenever it happens... Do you know why I don't like a reset? And do you want to know what really ruined resets for me?
What?
X-Men.
Yeah, well, that's been reset more times than...
But that fucked me off so much. I've never liked a reset film since then.
But then again... How many reset films have we had in terms of comic book films? Batman's been done to death. Superman's been done to death. You know, we're kind of getting a bit used to it now, and that's why they keep doing it, because they get away with it.
But I'm not used to it, and I never will. But either way, I'm glad we've got more of Tom Holland's Spider-Man coming, because I know there were rumours this is going to be his last one.
Well, he's just signed up for another three films.
Three Spider-Man films, which is even better, because it also means that he's got potential in any Avengers stuff, any other... He could be in the next fucking Captain Marvel film, for all we know. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot that there's can happen with it now. There's a lot of Easter eggs.
They've added a lot of different potentials. I hope that they sort of reset things back to the... I'm going to say the... Like 20 minutes before the end of the second film. So just after... Just before everyone found out who he was. Before the next film.
Mm-hmm.
So his friends still know who he is. Enough people know, but he doesn't care. But not the whole world.
Yeah.
That's my hope. And I hope that's fixed before the next Spider-Man film. Part of it that I didn't realise until I watched a Facebook video by mistake is... It also does give us the potential for the Fantastic Four to link into this.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, I'm going through a second puberty, Reed Richards was the first one to give him a not normal suit, if that makes sense. Mm. Like one of the tech suits. So it does also give us a way to bring in the Fantastic Four.
Well, they've kind of already brought in a way to bring in the Fantastic Four with Kang. Because Kang is a distant relative of Reed Richards, so.
But I'm just saying another way.
But that's your Spider. We're not. I'm not going to any further into it because otherwise we'll end up actually spoiling the film. And I had the film spoiled for me, and I don't want to do it.
I didn't. I think we needed to skip. I think we'll stick with the original. But yeah, it's. Lot of good Easter eggs.
Lot of good Easter eggs.
I still can't believe you missed that one at the end.
Mm, well.
But like I say, I think that's more a we acknowledge it exists in this, but we're not gonna don't expect anything if that makes sense.
Right, so films.
Now we've got upcoming films.
So we have Jackass Forever coming out. I'm actually quite looking forward to it. I've seen the trailers, it does look funny. I'm kind of concerned that they're still doing this at like 50.
But they've not done anything actually in a while, have they?
No, but they've not done anything really since, was it Jackass 3.5? Which was basically a dedication to Ryan, because he died, didn't he? But it's been 11 years. I only know because it says it in the description.
Oh yeah, so it does.
After 11 years. So I am really looking forward to it, just because it's a little bit of a nostalgia thing. For me,
all right, go on. I'll bite with that.
But yeah, I am quite concerned because they're now all like in their 50s, and you know, but they're obviously not concerned. Then we come on to a film I actually only watched the trailer for a couple of days ago, called Moonfall. Now, this film is about, would you believe it, the moon falling?
No.
So basically, a kid or a guy. Obviously looks up at the sky quite a lot, like an astronomer or whatever else. He's noticed that the moon is actually falling from its orbit. They don't know why, but it is. And he obviously goes to NASA, and then the whole film is basically one of those disaster type films where the moon is going to crash into Earth and they've got to try and fix what's going on with it. I am quite excited to see it. Because we've not had one of these proper disaster films for a while. Especially one that's been done by Roland Emmerich. And Roland Emmerich, if you don't know the name, he's the guy that did the first Independence Day film. And we all know that was possibly one of the best alien invasion films to come out. Because it's just stood the test of time, really.
Yeah, go on. I was just mulling over in my head if I could actually think of a better one that isn't a superhero one.
Yeah.
Because they're two different films.
Yeah.
A superhero film can have alien invasions, same as an alien invasion film could technically have a superhero, but then you run the risk of making it a superhero film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you that in terms of just a straight alien invasion, Independence Day, yeah, probably is one of the better ones.
Then later on in the month, we've got Death on the Nile. This is another Hercule Poirot film. Kenneth Branagh has directed it and also is starring in it, I'm assuming as the title lead of Poirot. It'll be one that I watch, but I'll wait until it hits Netflix or something.
The thing is, most of these films we mentioned to you guys, we'll watch them on Netflix.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot's in it.
Yeah, it's got a strong cast. Kenneth Branagh, Gal Gadot, Tom Bateman, Rose Leslie. Strong cast. Yeah. Definitely strong. Liam Neeson's got another straight to DVD.
Do you mean it's not Leslie Nielsen? Yeah. Like I said, we're going through this earlier on. Oh, look, Leslie Nielsen playing another Leslie Nielsen film.
It's like, you know, he's been dead for several years. But Liam Neeson has...
He's still alive.
...has another film where he's going to be some sort of fucking FBI secret
what
agent.
What is he? FBI.
He's a government operative.
Yeah.
With a shadowy past, and it's catching up with him. Because when have any of his films not been like that?
And then, yeah, he breaks the law. Well, never mind the law, he breaks the fucking Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
Blows up the Houses of Parliament and rides off into the sunset and gets away with it scot-free and lives on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because America.
There's a new Catwoman animation coming out. Whether it'll be good or not, who knows?
Meh.
Who cares?
I don't care. That could be interesting because that the one you got your mouse on now.
The Amazing Maurice.
Yeah. Because that, I don't know if that... Yeah, that's based off the book by... Terry Pratchett.
All right.
So that could be good
for you. Once again, though, strong cast. You've got Hugh Laurie, yeah. Emilia Clarke, Himesh Patel. Strong cast.
Yeah, The Amazing Morrison and His Educated Rodents was written by Terry Pratchett. It's one of his kids' books, but it could definitely be one for your kids.
And then if you've not spent enough money at the cinema this month, you've also got Uncharted, which is Tom Holland's new action engine film.
Yeah. Based where he's upon... trying not to be Spider-Man, but unfortunately...
He can't help it.
Well, there's a bit... There's, like I say, we've seen the trailer. There's a bit where he jumps off the plane and it looks like he's about to try and cast a web and then realise, shit, wrong movie.
This looks like it's going to be relatively true to the game. It's a prequel to the games, but yeah, basically, with it being a prequel, they can do it. They've got a little bit more freedom to be creative, but they do tie into the games quite well. So I am looking forward to watching it.
I'll be curious to see what Antonio Banderas is like as a now that he's probably gone. I don't know. I've never liked him as a bad guy, but in this one, he looked good.
Well, sometimes when you watch these actors, you remember them. Like, Antonio Banderas is always going to be the dad from Spy Kids. He is.
See, I don't remember him from that, but carry on.
But he was the dad in Spy
Kids.
Yeah,
he was.
And, you know, he's always going to be that, or Zorro, or...
See, that's what I know him as,
But now he's getting older, and you see this a lot with a lot of action stars. When they get older, they become really good villains.
See, I didn't like him as the villain in... Oh, what was the last thing he was in where he was the villain?
I don't know.
No, I can't remember. But he was a villain in something, and I didn't like him. But then I didn't like the film in general.
Yeah.
So that could be bad writing.
Yeah. Michael Bay's got a new film coming out. It's an action crime drama thriller called Ambulance. It's about two robbers that steal an ambulance.
And the ambulance will blow up, do 70 flips in the air and keep on driving.
And Jake Gyllenhaal is in it. He's about the only name I recognised.
Yeah, same. I recognise that Asia Gonzalez. I don't know where from, though.
No.
I recognise that name.
Well, Google it while I carry on with our podcast.
I can't spell that. He's fucking Mexican.
Gonzalez?
Yeah, but it's got all the funny characters. Oh, I'm not that
It's got one funny character. And by the time you've started typing the name, it'll fucking auto-finish it.
Probably
anyway.
Will, but I
You're
can't
just being be. A lazy bastard.
Pot Kettle Black.
Channing Tatum has a film that he's directing and starring in called Dog, which is a comedy, funny enough, about him and a dog. So, you know, who knows? And that's it.
That's it. There are, again, other films, bloody, bloody, blue, we don't care. News.
Let's move into the news. So, family were creeped out and scared after sinister clown painting appears in their garden. I mean, I don't think it looks sinister. I mean, it looks shit.
It looks shit and creepy, but I wouldn't say it looks sinister.
But they've been left frightened and unsettled. Like, I love how people describe how they deal with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if someone had left that in my garden, I'd just go, what the fuck's this piece of shit, and put it in the bin.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be going ringing the papers, oh, I'm so scared. Like, grow up, you're fucking 40, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, basically. This one, the mum needs a slap.
They got a free sofa. So, a girl named Ikea has changed her name after school bullies call her Flatpak. She's 19. She was named after the furniture store Ikea. Her mum did it after she saw a TV advert while pregnant. She got free items from the shop, including a sofa. She's now changed her name when she was 12. I don't know why we're now hearing about this, but there you go. Mainly because she used to get called Flatpak a lot, because kids are cruel. And, you know, that's part of life. But the cruelest person in the story is her parents.
Yeah. They called her Ikea. I'm surprised they were legally allowed to call her that, because there are certain names you can't call your kid. Like, you can't call your kid, like...
You're not allowed to name your kid Adolf.
No, you can't call him Adolf. And depending on where you are in the world, there's certain other... Like, I don't think over here you can call them monarchy and a few... I don't think you can call them king, queen, emperor, or anything like that.
But I think the reason... Like we're saying, I mean, she's 19 now, so we're talking early noughties. It was a different time back then.
Well, this shit's been going on for...
But in terms of... She's saying it's only legally that I get called Jasmine. That's what she's changed her name to Jasmine.
Which was her middle name.
But her family still call her Ikea or Kia, for short. So, I mean, she's got two brand names in her name, really. Ikea, and then her family call her Kia, like the car. So she could be a flat-pack car.
Don't give Ikea ideas, mate.
Personally, I think the parents need a slap.
Yeah.
I choose normal-ish names for my children. I have an Autumn and I have an Elijah.
Yeah.
They're normal names.
To a degree, they're not abnormal, yeah.
Well, Elijah's been around since the Bible, so it's a normal name.
Yeah. But I know what, yeah.
Autumn, obviously, is a little bit more out there because I didn't want a child called Summer. You can't call a kid Spring. And there are enough winters and summers out there, so I called my daughter Autumn.
I mean, you could call you. I'm sure there are people called Springer.
There probably are, but I wouldn't go out there and choose a name that I know would lead to my child getting bullied like fucking school. Like, there are children that are going to be going to school very soon in the next few years that have Game of Thrones type names.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for these children because why do it to them?
Lannister Smith.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it is. But it happened with the Star Wars craze in the 70s and all these other...
But at least most of the Star Wars names were relatively normal names. Luke and Leia are not that abnormal.
No, but what I'm saying is that it wasn't just that. You had things like Alderaan Smith and fucking Skywalker Smith and it... Fuck off.
So a so-called UFO expert... How the fuck you can be an expert in UFOs, I don't know. But a UFO expert claims... Aliens would love the Queen if she's a true leader.
Okay, can I just say something? Emma Brazel, get a new job. You shit at this one. Why are you writing this crap? So, more to the point, why are we reading this crap?
Because it's on the Metro. Now, aliens...
I issue you my previous question.
Aliens would love the Queen as the true leader has stayed strong for a decade, a UFO expert... reckons, but extraterrestrials would not be so keen on Prince Andrew and the Duke of Sussex. That's Prince Harry, to anyone that doesn't know whose titles are whose. Now, I don't think the aliens really give a shit about who these people are anyway. I mean, I'm not going down the whole do aliens exist argument, because of course they do. But do I think that they give a shit about this primitive race of idiots that blow each other up every few decades?
I can't remember what film it was, but there's a film that basically said if aliens came here, they'd basically be here for two reasons. Or three. It get three, but the third one was the least
likely.
Yeah. So the first one was they want to basically do what we did to the Africans and make us all slaves and work on their alien farms.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is eliminate us and live on our planet because they've already destroyed their own by basically doing what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And the third one was refugees. So they've already had another race come to their planet to conquer that. They've escaped and they're coming here for refuge. The guy basically said the third one's least likely. I agree with that, though, that they would probably be the three reasons. I can't see aliens turning up and going, "You're our neighbour. We live 20 billion light years that way. You're our closest neighbour."
Yeah. But yeah, I don't
think they give a
fuck. Forward. I mean, this UFO expert works for the Ministry of Defence and has done that for 21 years. I would say, well done, pal. You got yourself an easy career.
Hold on. It finished with a line there. He spent 3 years working for the department investigating UFOs, which is now defunct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even the Ministry of Defence knew you were fucking shit.
So the police pulled over a car because they were called out because it looked like there was a body in a car. Turns out this dead body in the car was a mannequin of Prince Charming. So basically, the image that they've put up there is you can see there is a pair of legs dangling over a car seat. And you can't see that it's a puppet. So you are going to see that it's just a pair of legs. And they were driving down the M11 and basically people was like, shit, there's a dead body in that car, and rang the police. And wasted police time. Again, like the police have not got enough shit to deal with.
Yeah.
Well done, people.
There's nothing to say. No. They're just, wow.
Most of the news stories today, there's nothing really to say about them.
Now, see, this one, I've got one thing to say here. To do that, before you read it, he must have turned his car off and then turned it back on and not gone anywhere. Because the second you... either that or he's jailbroken it. Because the second you start moving, it disables all those features. You can listen to music, but video is a no-go.
Dan Kitchener was stuck in a... Oh, no, we're not even told people what we're talking about.
I know.
Tesla driver stuck in London traffic jam caught watching porn on the console. Now, it does state here that they were in stop and start traffic. So that would explain how he's had it on.
Well, every time he started, he'd have had to physically turn the car off again.
Yeah.
And then turn the power on and then resume his movie.
But yeah, he basically... Unless it was screencast.
No, it literally disables it all.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way...
I only know this because I watch a Tesla YouTuber.
Okay. So basically, yeah, he... was watching porn in traffic on his Tesla and people was like, oh, well, let's tell the news.
Yeah.
I mean, mind your own fucking business. It doesn't matter. You're not watching it yourself. You can't hear it. The kids ain't going to see it because it'd be on the same level as them, so they won't see through the door and the window. Fucking leave him alone if he wants to have a wank in traffic. Leave him be.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the news. There's fuck all...
And that's it.
We've done you a short one. We've been nice.
At the end of the day...
I mean, they got a long one for Christmas Day, didn't they?
Yeah, so take away from this. Activision is now Microsoft's. Spider-Man No Way Home was a great film. Go and watch it.
Yeah.
There's fuck all to do in the news. There's some good games coming out. There's a couple of films coming out. Enjoy yourselves. See you next month.
Yeah, that's about where I'm going. Bye-bye, everyone.